Right, Alex?
Okay.
Hi, Alex. This is John Kyle. I'm a senior online marketing advisor at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good. What is the name of your company, can you say?
Local Splash. I'll actually send you a link right now if you so you can check us out. Give me 1 second here. You do accept text messages on this phone, right?
I do, but I prefer you send me an email.
Yeah, I can do that as well. What's a good email address for you?
CentralAAService@gmail.com.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I just sent you a text message while we were talking. CentralAAService@gmail.com?
At gmail.com. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So as I'm doing that, just tell me a little bit about what your marketing goals are for this year.
Marketing goals on it.
Yeah, like are you trying to grow the business through online marketing? I mean, that's our main service, what we offer, of course.
That's mainly what I'm targeting, sir.
Okay. Okay, great. So I'm sending you a link right now that just, again, shows us what we do here. All right, mm-hmm. Let me know when you see it. It says Local Splash Follow-Up from John Kyle, Google and Facebook Marketing.
Okay, it's central, like a central time, double A, has an Apple, service at gmail.com.
Right. It's coming from jkyle@localsplash.com. You should have received
it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So, again, we are a certified Google Premier Channel Partner. Again, what that means is that we have to have a certain success rate for our clients when we do optimization, and we have to spend tens of thousands of dollars each and every month with them to make sure we maintain that status. So, again, that is something that you can find through our website. I can send you another link as well if you want to look at our different packages, but that's what I was going to go over with you over the phone. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I see here you've been in business about 15-plus years, and are you focusing strictly in the, like, within 30 miles of Bryan, Texas, or do you stretch further with your clientele?
It's just Bryan College Station, yes.
Mm-hmm. Bryan and College Station, okay.
What are you located at?
We are located in Fountain Valley, California, so Orange County, California, if you're familiar with it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just have we have about 10,000 clients nationwide. Again, we're one of the few premier channel partners with Google, and, you know, we just continue to grow. If you look up Local Splash Fountain Valley, you'll see our site there. We have almost 950 Google reviews, so we definitely have garnered a lot of results for our clients there. So now, do you currently have a Google Business Profile, or I see your website is centralairandappliance.com? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So are you currently optimizing this? Meaning, like, did you hire anyone to help grow this through Google or anything like that?
No, lately, sir.
Okay. So you're just doing it all on your own so far?
I'm going to say so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, obviously you've done a good start. You got a nice WordPress site going. It's simple and clean. That's pretty important in your industry. So that's definitely a great start for that. The other thing that we would suggest, obviously, is make sure you have a link to Google reviews. So that way, I mean, I see you have a link to your Facebook page. If you want to put one also to Google, that would be a wise way to also grow the database there. It seems like you have a lot of great reviews already on Facebook. So, you know, you're definitely taking the right routes to grow that way. So the way our optimization works is if you're familiar with, someone looking up for HVAC, Bryan, Texas, or if they're looking for air conditioning services, you might be familiar with some of these companies that already do optimization, like Seegert One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, or Brazos Valley Precision Heating and Air, Central Air and Refrigeration. Have you heard of any of those?
Central Air and Refrigeration is me.
Oh, I thought you were Central Air and Appliance.
No. We are both.
Oh, you're both. They have a second website.
Well, one website is current, the other one is not.
So Central Air and Appliance, you have a website for that, but Central Air and Refrigeration, when I click on website, you're saying it doesn't go anywhere, right? Is that right?
Right. That's right.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Are you doing optimization for that right now, Central Air and Refrigeration?
No.
Or are you trying to focus on Central Air and Appliance?
No, we need to focus on Central Air and Refrigeration.
The one that doesn't have a website, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how would you want to go about it? Because we can definitely help you create the website, or do you just want to connect it to mm-hmm. Central Air and Appliance?
Well, I need I haven't had a chance to deal with that, but I need to move the website from the domain Central Air and Appliance, move it to Central Air and Refrigeration, because I want
right,
to get
so
that website over there.
Right.
So
you
I need
you,
to swap.
You have that second domain, centralairandrefrigeration.com?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The fact that you have the domain, what we would do, which is, you know, really effective for our clients, is we would just create the website for you. I mean, take the work off your plate. If you want to, again, if you want to do it all on your own, more power to you. But most of our clients, you know, that are in the HVAC fields, you know, they're great at being in the field, but they don't really want to be behind the desk doing all the web design stuff. So we can definitely do that. It's not an added fee. It's part of our service. Okay. And then we would focus on your optimization. But you're already optimized pretty well with Central Air and Refrigeration. So it might just be the maintaining the optimization. Is that fair? Or what is your goal?
Well, I mean, I have not done much on that, because Central Air and Refrigeration, I mean, what I have done is just to update as much as I can my Google page, Google My Business. That's it. Nothing on
right,
the,
right,
the,
right. That, but the Google My Business is going away though, right?
That's what I heard about, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Believe me, you know, about maybe, I don't know, 3 years ago or so, maybe more, they sent me some messages, say, hey, you have to do this at least because Google My Business is going to go away. And I said, well,
yeah,
that's fine. If they go away, that's okay. He never went away. I think he went away sometime or something on it and then came back. Or
yeah,
I don't know how they
yeah,
did
that's
that.
Why. That's why the website doesn't go to anything anymore, because usually the website would go to a Google My Business page, and now you just have a small business profile on the right side, but it's not like a separate page. So that's what they meant. It did go away in that regard, in that you don't have like an entirely separate section where someone can click on. So obviously, you know, you're already doing what you can to get this growing on Central Air and Refrigeration. You did rely on Google My Business, which you know, did work well for you. You have a strong review threshold. It's just now you need the website there to back it up. You know, we can help with that. We do optimization. We could also help optimize your other site if that's what you're looking to do. But if you're not, then we don't have to worry about that, since it's all going to you anyway. Right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So we would just choose the keywords that you're looking for, to make sure that you're continuously optimized, and then grow from there. I will let you know, again, it seems like you've been doing a lot of this all on your own, so I'll just let you know the cost, so that way you can let me know if you think it's worth saving the time or not. But our pricing for the optimization on Google by itself is, and of course we'd still get your website set up if that's what you're looking for, the pricing for that is $249 a month. And then if you wanted to do, we also do $100 of Facebook ads for our clients. Facebook tends to be really popular in the residential industry, if that's who you're targeting. So with residential, is that your main target is residential, or is it commercial?
75% of the jobs are for residential.
Okay. Okay. So, are you trying to grow residential
at all, or
are you trying to focus?
No, I mean, let me put it this way. I mean, I don't focus on on
either,
on either one, but by itself, residential, I got more work for residential.
Gotcha.
So that's what I'm saying. When I say 75% of my work is residential, it doesn't mean that all my marketing is going to or focus on residential. No, that's the way it comes. So,
right. There's more of them than there are, like, businesses looking for it. I understand. Okay. Well, again, the other thing that we do, it's really popular because it gets you a lot of ad space and a lot of ad impressions. We do $100 of Facebook ads for our clients each and every month. But we only charge you $50 for that. So instead of $249 a month, if you want to run Facebook ads as well, and that way you can target, you know, if you're doing specials or you want to run an advertisement, all those things there you can do through Facebook, then the pricing would be $299 a month to run Facebook and full-time Google optimization and get your website. We would get your website up and running, and we'd also manage it for you. I want to be clear on that too, right? If you're using our website, we do the management. Go ahead.
Let me tell you one thing, Gunnar, because this is important. You said you can redo or you can update that website, or you want to do another website?
Which one do you prefer?
Well, let me put it this way. I don't see a difference. I haven't seen your websites, but...
Okay. Can I show you one right now?
Many different websites. And to be honest, I don't see a difference, man.
Yeah, we're not trying to convince you. Go ahead.
See, I don't think the customer really matters about what they see in terms of the colors or things like that. It's important, the content on it. And it's important because a lot of customers, they don't even go to the website. As long as they see you right there in the first or second on the first page, they just click on that.
I agree.
A lot of customers, they just go and say, hey, this is Central Air. I mean, 5-star reviews. They don't even bother for the rest of it. Local, that's it. Click it on it.
And you're not wrong there, right? The website that we do is really just for the purpose of giving someone a click-to-call button to give them a Google review button. It's really meant to optimize you and maintain your optimization, right? So the website we do, I did send you a link to it. It is clean. I don't know if you get a chance to pull it up. It's for air care specialists. Let me know if you see that in your email. Let me know if you have the link, and then you can pull it up.
Yeah, I see it right here.
Okay. So again, we're not trying to have all these videos or anything like that, right? It's just similar to what you already did for the Central Air and appliance, right? It's just a clean website, but the main focus point is keywords, right? We put in the right keywords, we can optimize. We give you that link to Google reviews for your clients so they can leave reviews or look at reviews. And again, it's not for every customer, like you said. This is just for the customers that dig a little deeper. You know how some of them do that. So it gives them a little bit more to dig into.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right? Yes. Right. But you're right. There are a lot of customers and you know, do business like you and I. Like you base it on the conversations you have. And if you like what you hear and you trust what you hear is right, then, you know, you decide that that's the right move to make. And I understand that's probably how you secure most of your business is through having great conversations with your potential clients. Is that fair?
Yeah. Let me ask you, so is the price the same if you build a new website or?
Like I said, it's part of our service because Google rates us based on how successful we are for our clients. So we're going to bend over backwards to make sure you're successful. We don't ask for an annual retainer. We do it month to month. But Google rates us based on we have to have at least a 75% success rate with our clients, meaning that you're happy using us for at least 6 months, or else Google stops rating us as a premier channel partner. So again, all these factors are built out. Reason why we do a website for you is It's built for your success. If you need to do a Facebook page or a Facebook page remodel or a new Facebook page that goes to central air and refrigeration, we do that as well. We can, whatever it is that you need from us to help you optimize your growth online and through Facebook with Google and Facebook, yeah, that's included in the price. I didn't want to like talk too much. It's just, you know, I know that
$300
a month is not small, but we're not trying to upcharge all these things. You know what I mean? That's just not fair to you.
Yes. I mean, I understand, and I understand a little bit about that, you know. Basically you're saying $250 or $300. How much you're saying, man?
So it depends on your Facebook, right? Like, so if you want to run $100 of Facebook ads each and every month, then the pricing is $299 a month. And that's the flat rate. If you want to just do Google and not do anything with Facebook, that'd be $249 a month.
Okay. Well, we can add, Facebook later on, correct?
You know, to be fair, we do the promotional rate, but I want to let you know, because it does allow customers to have more success faster. Facebook takes us 7 to 14 days to create and start running ads for you. Mm-hmm. So what we can do is this. If you're interested, but you like the $249 price better, is that a fair understanding of what you're asking? You're interested,
yes,
but you like $249 better? Okay. So
let
we can do
this. Let me put it this way.
Yeah.
Before you continue on that, let me put it. I need to see this kind of industry, the one that you deal with or the one that you work on, you know, is very tricky, man. And there is a lot of variables on it that a lot of us don't understand, you know. I understand a little bit the basics, man. I'm not expert on that because this is not my field. And I am not interested on being
trying to become an expert
and things like that. No.
Right.
No.
Right.
I mean, I'm focused on totally different things. You know?
Right.
But I have been talking and I have been learning talking with a lot of people on it. And man, there are some, I can list, itemize a bunch of information. I mean, I just came last week. No, it was this week. On Tuesday, someone offered me to design a website for about $2,500. Said, man, no. I mean, this is they believe that we are. I don't know. You know, hey.
You know what's funny? You know what I would tell him if I were you? I'd say, you know, that my listing itself with the 62 reviews is more valuable than anything you can offer me for $2,500. Like, I would tell him that. I would say,
you know,
like, the fact that I have a 5-star rating with 62 reviews, you think that I need some sort of $2,500 website to do better? I don't agree. You know what I mean? Like, website is designed to house photos. You know what, you're in the field. The website is to, if you want to do before and after or little things like that, not a $2,500 website. What could they possibly do for $2,500 that's going to help you?
Yeah. Let me tell you something, you know. And I normally don't take those decisions immediately. Because that guy that I had for almost, believe me, 2 hours on the phone, and then I have a pending a conversation because they want to follow up. Like, this is, I understand this is part of the sales plans that they have. I have a follow-up virtual conference with them, you know, this coming Wednesday. But let me see how you guys work. And believe me, I normally don't do that now. I normally, for these kind of situations, it takes me a long time. I had to dig a lot, but all I'm asking is this. I need, since I already have a website, and I know it needs some modifications because I changed a little bit the name of my business. You have noticed the business that has a website is Central Air and Appliance.
Right.
It doesn't mention refrigeration.
Right.
But the new business or the new name is Central Air and Refrigeration. We are no longer doing appliances, sir. We are just focused on HVAC and commercial refrigeration. That's what we are focused on. So, you have to bring that website, the current website that I have on Central Air and Appliance. You got to do some modifications. But since you are offering me the website, that you can do the website on it. I mean, even if it is a simple, that's okay, you know.
Well, you saw what it's like. It's simple, but it's effective. Yes.
You know, let's do that. Let's say, well, I see the air care specialist, but I don't see, it's only 4 pages. So how many pages are you talking about on here?
Well, you can do as many as you want. You see, you can click on through services and see all the different services and stuff. You see a gallery. You can do however you want to. This is just like you and I talked about. This allows customers to do a little digging, but you don't need a website that has every single bell and whistle, right? Is that okay. Fair?
Yeah, I understand. Okay, let me put it this way. Let's see if we can make some business.
Okay.
Design a website the way you normally do it, but focus on Central Air and Refrigeration. It means
right.
HVAC and commercial refrigeration. And of course, HVAC is residential and commercial.
And is that a new DBA for you, at least? Central Air and Refrigeration, you have it as a DBA?
Yes. Actually, the legal name is Central Air and Appliance Service, LLC. That's the legal name. But I don't want to go into that because I still have it. I mean, it's incorporated in with the Secretary of State. It's like it is like that, LLC, DBA, Central Air and Refrigeration. So I'm going to use now, from now on, Central Air and Refrigeration.
But when someone can I put that as your domain legal as documents, well?
Central Air and Refrigeration?
CentralAirAndRefrigeration.com, that's what I'm going to put as your domain that we're going to work on. Is that right?
That's the domain, sir. That's the domain that I own now.
Right. Yes. So we, as long as you give us access to domain, you give us 7 to 14 days and we'll have the website built on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is what I'm trying to get immediately, man. As a right now, let's say that.
Right.
For now, it says develop a website, focus on what I already told you, Central Air and Refrigeration. Get the information. Because you're going to be talking to me and say, hey, I mean, who are you, whatever, all that information is, most of that information is on the website, Central Air and Appliance Service, is there.
Right, so we're going to use a lot of the data from that site to populate your new domain. Okay,
yes, sir.
Perfect.
Yes, sir.
I'll put that in.
You might need any other information, but it's going to be, I might say, maybe 10% of the information. The rest of it is right there.
Right.
Understand what I'm saying? So,
yep.
And let's leave that one still running over there.
It is. We won't have domain. Control over that. We're just going to copy a lot of it, right?
Yeah. I mean, because and the other one, let's start building the new one with the domain of Central Air and Refrigeration. And let's create that profile, everything on it, and attach that website with my profile of Central Air and Refrigeration, which is the one that I have, right?
Right.
Attach it to that. So eventually, if that one is started, once you finish that, I'm going to have, because I have a friend, I said a friend because he has been very nice with me for the last 8 years. I don't even know him, but I know him by phone. And always, whatever, he deals with this, but he doesn't do websites. He doesn't mess with the search engine optimization. but he's like engineer on networks on it. And he has a server, and he's the one that is hosting the website for Central Air and Appliance Service. But
okay.
the new domain that I have, or the second domain that I have for Central Air and Refrigeration, of course, both domains are purchased from GoDaddy. But the Central Air and Appliance is hosting on the server of this guy that I am telling you on it. But the other one is hosting by, I believe, if I'm correct, even it's hosting by GoDaddy on it.
Okay, so, perfect. We're very familiar using WordPress to build out GoDaddy sites.
Yes.
Okay.
So at this point of time, we don't need to get involved, my friend, because it's totally separate thing on it. We're going to start the whole thing separate on it. So you're going to build a website, and you're going to attach that website to my Google My Business Central Air and Refrigeration.
Right.
Are you with me on that part?
Yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do when you start with us. Yeah. Correct.
Okay. Let me ask another question, because this is very important. I like the fact that you are every month. I want to see how you guys work on that.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have results for you within the first month.
I'm going to give you possible in the future the work for the Facebook on it. You know,
okay.
And if you have something else, hey, possible, I can give you more, but that way you got to give me the opportunity, because I don't even know you guys.
Right. Here's what I'm going to do. Actually, I'm going to give you one better. Okay. So Alex, I appreciate you willing to start work with us and starting with us on month one. I want you to be successful in month one. So typically we don't do this, but, you can choose this route if you feel it's better. If you do a one-time setup fee of $99, I'll do the Facebook ads each and every month thereafter at $249. So you can get Facebook plus the Google optimization. Instead of $299, it's $249. The only difference is it's a one-time setup fee of $99. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So
it'd be $348
in month one, and then every month after $249. But you're going to get $100 of Facebook ads each and every month. You're going to get the website built out for you, exactly what we said. I already started putting in the notes here. We're going to take the content from centralairandappliance.com and build out centralairandrefrigeration.com using that content. You're going to give us access to centralairandrefrigeration.com so we can do that. We're going to have that built out within 7 to 14 days. We'll have your Facebook ads live within 7 to 14 days, and then we'll be working on synchronizing everything on Google, so that way now your website links are active on Central Air and Refrigeration.
Okay. There are some other things on the Google, you have to claim the business, things like that. They keep calling me, man. And there is a lot of information, and I have seen that. A lot of information. I'm pretty sure this is part of the service you're going to provide for the search engine optimization. You
the verification.
The business, to be with different phone numbers, different addresses, different, you know, has to be, everything has to be synchronized and updated and any type of advertisement has to match with the current name, phone number, address, and everything of the business on it.
You're explaining to us our training, so you know everything about it, which is great. It's called NAPW. What you're talking about is NAPW. Business name, address, phone, and web profiles all have to synchronize in order to optimize with Google. You're nail on the head. So like you said, you know how to do this. It's just that you don't want to spend the time doing this all the time.
I don't want to spend the time, because I'm planning to work on the other stuff that I'm doing, man.
Right.
The other thing that I want to do is...
You need someone behind the scenes that you can trust that's earning your business each and every month, and that's exactly where we fall into place.
That's right. That's right. And another thing is very important to me. Since we're going to be month to month, and believe me, you do guys do a good job, I'll be with you guys. Otherwise, I'm sorry, but it's just part of the business.
You don't have to be sorry. Exactly. That's why we promote month to month, because we have to earn your business. We get it.
Okay. And the other thing is this. If for some reason in the future we say, hey, I mean, I think this is not, it's not good for both parties on it. I had to leave or let's.
It takes a phone call from you and we always answer. That's it.
Okay. Good. Well,
one phone call, we're always going to be there.
What I need is this. I need to be, if you're going to send me a contract, say, hey, I don't want you to take that website out. I want you to leave everything running the same way it was until the last time, last day we work on it. The hosting is going to be, I'm going to select the hosting on GoDaddy. So everything is going to be mine.
Okay, so I want to be clear on the content, and thank you for asking that. When it comes to web design content, right? When it comes to web design content, if we're doing the managing, and let's say you want to stop everything else, you can stop everything else, but since we are content creators and we're creating the content on your website, we still maintain the intellectual property on that, but we will manage it for you for $49 a month if you stop everything else. So I want to be clear on that. It is still a service that we offer. If you're not happy with anything else, don't get me wrong. We don't want you to not be happy with anything else. But when it comes to just managing the website that we build for you, it is it's included with our standard service. But if you decide to decline the rest of our standard services, that's priced at $49 a month.
Okay, let me ask you a question. I decided to work with the website that I have, are you still in the same situation?
If you decide to work with a website you have, like Central Air and Appliance, that's your domain and it's your content, right? You've created the content. We're not doing any managing. We're just doing optimizing, right? But when it comes to having us manage the website with our content and our code to the website, like the coding and everything like that, that is something that is a very valuable intellectual property. I know it's a simplistic website. Don't get me wrong, the ones that we make, but it's still very valuable intellectual property to us, which is why we do that $49 a month if you want to maintain the content as is. But again, that's the worst case scenario, right? That you, meaning like you don't want to do business with us.
Well, let me put it this way. That website, I didn't do it on it. Someone else did it about almost 3 years ago. But when I talked to them, but for that website, I pay a fortune. And when I talk to that company, say, hey, this is what I want. I mean, in the event, and I was with them for almost a year and a half. Hey, when we split business-wise, I don't want to depend from you guys at all.
Right, and I understand what you're saying. I mean, it's just one of those things where it's a free tool that we provide to our clients because our focus is your optimized success and your advertising success. Since we're not charging anything additional for the website, and that's why I'm saying that. It's like, we're not asking you to pay for the website. We'll make it for you, but just understand that that's a gift from us. And if you decide to stop working with us, that's okay. We understand if it didn't work out, you know, and we have a great success rate, but every great success, there's also a few situations where it doesn't work out. And we understand that, but that's why we're saying that the website is a gift from us to you to help you grow, right? And like you said, when you had someone build your website, you did pay a lot of money for that. We're not charging anyone to do all that work. We're going to do that work for free with the trust that and understanding that this is how we maintain your business growth and keep you happy with our platform, you know, by building these things for you. But as far as ownership, we haven't charged you for it. So, you know, that's why we retain ownership. There's nothing in our contract that says, you know, you're paying for the website. There, you know, you're not paying for the website. We're building it for free, as part of our service.
Okay. So what would be the, I would like then to work. I'm kind of more inclined to work on the current website that I have.
That's fine.
So if we're doing that, then
we're not going to work on central air and refrigeration. But what, let me ask you this. I mean, if you think about it, because it's not added cost to you, why wouldn't you just have us build the website anyway? And then worst case scenario, if you don't like what we're doing, on the service side, you have a website built for that time being. And then if you need to rebuild it again, you can just have someone else build it, right? Like, that's another option. If you decide that you hate us for whatever reason, I mean, again, I want to be clear. That is not our intent. That is never our intent. We don't want to put you in a position where you want to leave us, right? But what I'm saying is, since we're doing it for free, you really have nothing to lose other than
as long as you're happy with us.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Let's say, after 6 months, say no. I mean, that's not what I'm looking for. That will be the end of it. Say, well, you gotta pay us. You want to have the website still on online. You have to pay us $60 per month. And I said, okay. I tell you what. I mean, I'm gonna need some modifications on that, and I need to have somebody else to do all that. Am I gonna be allowed to do that?
Yeah, you can have any, good question. You can have any, one set up as an account manager on your behalf or an authorized account, representative on your behalf. So yes, I'm not telling you to do this, Alex. I want to be clear on this. I'm not telling you, like start taking content from our site, but I understand a little bit of what you're saying. Yeah, you can have a web specialist start utilizing, you know, content that we've created for you maybe at some point. And again, this is the breakup period, right? I'm just talking about the breakup period. We don't want the breakup, right?
Yes.
If there's a breakup, what you're saying is not unrealistic. I understand what you're saying. I'm not going to spell it out to you over the phone, but I think we're on the same page. That's viable. I don't recommend it, but that's viable. I mean, we don't want that ever, but, I know what you're saying. Obviously, yes, you can keep the website up as long as you need to keep it up. If you find a way to replace the content at a later time and want to stop paying us for the website, you can do that too. That's fair. It's your domain, you know? We're not stopping you with that. So I think we're on the same page again. Without saying it so blatantly on the phone, I think you and I are on the same page of what you're asking.
So and the $50 will include what?
Managing, developing, optimizing. It's still managing, developing, optimizing. It's just not going through the Google side of things and optimizing. We will still change keywords on your website. We will still do all of that thing. It's just not the Google optimization side. So your website, your domain updates. You know, make sure it's maintained, make sure it's up and running. You need to add photos. All that, we'll still do that type of hosting service. Absolutely.
For the $50, you mean?
Yeah. If you decide you're going to stop optimizing with us, we'll still host it for $50. Yes, of course.
Okay.
And I don't want to use the word hosting it because obviously it's GoDaddy hosting it, but you know what I mean. We'll still be your web manager.
So
again, we're in the business of growing people's business, right? We're in the business of keeping people happy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're good at doing our service at a good price.
At this point of time, I mean, when you build the website, I mean, I'm telling you, I own the domain. And who is going to do the hosting? I mean, GoDaddy, or you have your own hosting on it?
It's still through GoDaddy, right? Because it's the domain through GoDaddy. We just create the content. We build out the content for you on your website.
Okay. All right. And let me ask another question about how many keywords are you talking about to be the optimization on the Google on it?
Most of our clients usually stick between anywhere between 15 and 25. I mean, but you know, that's something that our client intake team will build out with you, and they'll ask additional keywords that you want if you want to be very specific. But, you know, that's something that, so just to let you know, when we're done with this call, we're going to schedule another 30 to 45 minute call that you know, that's the one major step that you have to take on is speaking to our client intake team. So that way we can get the details. I'm already leaving all the best notes I can. Don't get me wrong. But I hope you can appreciate that. You know, we want to make sure we do things right for you. So we get heavy of the detail with the technical team.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. At this point in time, okay. I cannot think about anything else. I'm pretty sure there are some other things that I don't have it on my mind right now, because believe me, you just told me and I was doing something totally different, man. And
you want to save that for the 30-minute call later?
Let me ask you. I mean, do you guys work on weekends?
On the 30-minute call, it's Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. What is your schedule? What is the hours of work that you have? Or Monday through
so Central Time, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Okay. Can we schedule? What is the latest that we can schedule today?
For the intake call you're talking about, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You can start it at 5. So it can start at 5 at the latest.
Okay. Hold on, man. Let me see. So how about Monday?
Yeah, that's the thing. The latest would be Monday first thing in the morning would be 9 a.m. is our first schedule in the morning.
Is that a good time?
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
I'll make sure to get that locked in. So you'll have to bear with me about another 5 minutes, and then we'll finish up here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Alex, your last name?
My last name is Lopez.
And that's going to be the name on the card you'll be using, is that correct?
Is my name and the business name.
Okay. And then the best phone number is the 979-324-6791?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Obviously, you have a perfect speaking English. Do you prefer that we have a specialist that speaks anything other than English giving you a call, or is English is perfectly fine?
No, I'm okay. My native language is not English, man. It's Spanish.
Okay.
But I can tell you at this point in time, I got confused, man, with the terms.
It's easier to hear the technical terms in English, right?
Yeah, translation is not okay.
Okay, all right.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. And then obviously some of the things, HVAC, central air, refrigeration. I'm going to also change the business name to Central Air and Refrigeration, because that's what you're going to want to be listed as and optimized as, right?
Yes, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I'm also going to include the link to your current Google profile for Central Air and Refrigeration, so there's no confusion there. We're scheduling it for Monday.
One other thing, man. What is the software that you use for the website?
Say that again?
What is the software?
That's a good question for the intake team. I know that we can use WordPress as well, but do you mind if I defer that to Monday because that's something that's a technical team will be doing.
What I would like is the WordPress. It's just some of the people they say.
But keep in mind, we do work with GoDaddy sites all the time. We do use GoDaddy sites all the time, so it's most likely going to be through WordPress on GoDaddy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then you have a Facebook business profile. Do you have a second one for central air and refrigeration, or do you want us to create a second one for central air and refrigeration?
What do you mean?
You know how you have a Facebook business profile for central air and appliance service? I already have that URL. Do you want to create a second one for central air and refrigeration? It's part of the service.
I think
that one would be yours. I want to be clear on that. Facebook is yours. We will still put up content. We'll build it out. That one is yours at no hosting cost or anything like that if you leave.
Okay. Well, tell you what. I'm not sure about the Google My Business, because Google My Business, the one that is some kind of link for the website that is not there, I think it stays Google My Business central air and refrigeration.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So for Facebook, do you want us to build another Facebook profile for central air and refrigeration?
Oh, okay, for Facebook. I must say, yeah. So, yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So needs a new business.
Or can you redo that one on it, the one that I have over there?
Well, if we're going to do a new one from scratch for central air and refrigeration, redoing that one would be considered like a secondary account, right, because it's under a different business name. So I'm trying to focus strictly on central air and refrigeration, if that's okay.
Okay, that's fine. That's okay.
Okay. All right. And then I'll send you a text message at some point. I would just need a personal Facebook URL. So if you have a personal Facebook page, which I'm sure you do, just let me know when you can send that over via text, okay?
Yeah, this is for the Facebook, you said, right?
Right. So we're going to create a new business profile for central air and refrigeration, but it's going to link up to a personal profile. So you still need to link it up to a personal profile, of course.
Well, I don't have a Facebook personal on it.
You do? Well, how did you set up your central air and appliance Facebook page?
I think it was through the business on it. Let me just double check.
Okay.
It was set up a long time.
Like you said, you're not focusing on the marketing side. I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you need help with that and say, hey, can you just set one up for me, like for this purpose, we can still do it. So it's not a problem.
Right.
Both the personal and business side. Okay. And then, what hours operation do you want to have on your Google Business profile? Let me see if I already see it here. Okay. I see it actually. It's,
all that information is on the other website, man.
Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, right? That's what you're looking for?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No weekends, right?
No, I do work on weekends, yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so do you want to put like Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6 for your...
Yeah.
Because your current...
Let me see, yeah. What is saying on my Google My Business now?
It says 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, no Saturday, no Sunday.
Let me ask a question.
Tell me how you want to put it, and I'll get it updated.
No, that's not the way I left it on it. And did someone might change that?
I don't think that someone can actively change it, but I really don't know. You also have this thing that says online service hours, 5 to 10 p.m. So it's interesting that they actually list different hours. So they list two sets of hours. They list online service hours, 5 to 10 p.m., Monday through Friday, and then 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. Is that what you want to have?
Yes.
Okay. So just to make sure, it says main business hours, central air and refrigeration, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Online service mm-hmm. hours, though, are also like basically after hours, 5 to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday, and then 9 to 5 p.m. on Saturday. That's how you want it?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll do that. Monday through the Friday, 8 to 6 p.m., main business hours. And then online service hours, Monday through Friday.
Hold on. When you say online service hours, means what?
I think it's like on-call hours.
No. It should be, let's take off the online part of it. It's the same, okay, the same schedule I have for the weekdays is including Saturday.
Okay, so how about we just do this then? Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6, is that a better?
Yes. That's
and then Sundays off, right? Sunday closed?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so I got it now. Okay, so I have everything that I need here on the notes. Let me just put that there. All right, this is going to help Monday's call go much more smoothly. The last thing I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a link to your call here. So give me one second there. Okay, and then we have the business address at 4509 North Texas Ave. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're okay with that address being published on your Google listings, or do you want it
yes.
private?
No. Private, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead and publish it. All right. Okay, I'm sending you right now the invite to the intake call on Monday. Give me one second here. You'll see an email shortly. Okay, so I just sent you the invite there. And then, okay, last few steps here. This is the voice verification portion of the call. It's just for your quality assurance to make sure that everything we talked about is clear. And you can ask any questions if something was unclear, okay? Mm-hmm. I will also collect your card information before we do that. So give me one second here. You're going to get the discounted rate, as I mentioned, an extra $100 of Facebook ads for free here, a one-time setup fee of $99, so $348 will be month one, and then every month thereafter is $249. I'm just setting that all up right now here. Sorry, I just had to put in a code for the discount. It's not a common thing that we do. My apologies there. Okay, and then on the card information, it's in the name of Alex Lopez, 4509 North Texas Ave, Bryan, Texas, 77803. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then the other thing here is that we also do a security question. So that way if someone calls you and says they're with your Google team or something like that, just so you know, when we make an outbound call to you from our customer service team, our account management team, anything after today's call, it's coming from the 877 number that I sent you a text from, okay? So it's 877-635-6225. Please be sure to save that number on your phone as Local Splash, okay? Are you still with me?
Yeah.
Okay. So while you're doing...
877-635-6225.
Okay. Yes, save that as Local Splash, please. That's when we call you from our customer intake team, and any customer service calls will come from that number. Whenever you call into us, you call that number. That's the best one there. And then with your security question, again, in the event there's any confusion, we give you an opportunity to make sure your account is secure. You can choose either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one do you prefer?
Mother's maiden.
Okay, and the answer for that?
Is Mendez.
You said Mendez, M-E-N-D-E-Z?
Mendez, yes.
Okay, so again, Mendez, M-E-N-D-E-Z, perfect. All right, and then at this point, I'm ready for your card information, whenever you're ready.
Yes, sir. It's 4802-1376-8810-9109.
And the expiration?
0927-409.
And the three-digit 409 on the back, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, Alex, we are almost done here. Three more minutes, we're going to do a voice verification script, and then we'll get everything processed on our end. All right, so... All right, about 10 more seconds, I'll prepare the voice verification portion. Okay, so again, if you have any questions, just let me know, but I'll be going through the voice verification portion of the call for your quality assurance. So we'll go ahead and begin. All right, Alex, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Again, you're going to receive these terms and conditions in writing, so I just want to let you know that's going to happen via email once we're done here. But for now, Alex, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Enter air and refrigeration.
Okay, and please state your name and title within the business.
Alejandro Lopez. I'm the owner.
Okay. So let me go ahead and update the name to Alejandro Lopez, you said, correct? I know you go by Alex, but Alejandro is the name on the card. Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me 1 second here. Okay, perfect. Alejandro Lopez. Okay, thank you. And Alejandro, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Perfect, Alejandro. Well, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are not related to Local Splash, and that's why we provided you with a security question of your mother's maiden name. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? And all of our calls will come from our 877-635-6225 number?
Yes.
Okay. Please make sure you save that number as Local Splash under your contacts. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, March 22, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 22nd day of the month in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment, and you may discontinue your agreement at any time, Alejandro, as we mentioned, by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just be sure you speak with a live representative. To prevent charges for your next month of service, should you choose to cancel, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. We're ready to go here. Everything is good on my end. Give me 1 second, and I will go ahead and get this processed. Again, we're going to charge the card for $348 today, and then moving forward on the 22nd, it'll be charged for $249. Here.
I'm sorry, you're going to charge $348, right, today? $349?
$348 is the month one charge, and then after that, it's $249, correct? Because it's the $99 setup fee for
the month. It's going to be only one payment of $348, correct?
Correct. every other payment is $249, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's see here.